You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Donald, will it be Hillary? Will it be somebody completely different? We don't know. Some might say we don't care. Of course we care. Siren FM actually has an American election special, which neatly brings us around to volume 22 of Sound and Nick's Vision, which, curiously enough, takes place in the month of October, where, if I do believe, looking at my diary dates and packages here, as we look at our time machine here, it's October 27th. Technically, Nick, it's our Halloween special.
It is.
Good start with
it's
Alice
cold
Cooper.
Out.
Do you think so?
Indeed.
Alice Cooper, Dolls, School's Out, and general all-round ace persona. Never gets any older whatsoever, really. Much like yourself, Nick. Always seems to sort of be, looks exactly the same now as he did in the 1970s.
Thank you.
That's Nick and Alice Cooper. Not indeed as listed on the original sort of schedule here that was provided by some soul, who obviously was stepping in for our normal production genius, Alice Copper. I'm sorry. I was easily confused. I spent so long agonising, saying, where is this? What is this Alice Copper of whom you speak? No. Alice
Did somebody
Cooper.
Spout something wrong?
Just a slight typo,
really?
Perhaps. Just a slight typo. I know it's a tough call. No names, no pactrel. We had that last month with respect to the edit we had to put in terms of various other sort of activities.
That's because you're a college
doing.
Lecturer. You get that kind of treatment.
Well,
you do.
But allowing for keeping music live, the underlying celebratory chant in many ways of Sound and Exhibition. And for a moment there, I was having a moment of sort of let's all chant the Michael Zager Band. Again, highly unlikely to be featured, I would have thought, if only for the initial sort of songs that the thing starts with. Sorry. Momentary disco moment there, which I know is almost like garlic to a vampire in your own case, Nick, but never mind. Welcome, Sue Royce.
Hello.
Good. So, good October for your good self?
Yes.
Countryside
always.
Live, of course.
Yes.
Exciting packages from that point of view. We could rerun the Countryside Live competition, but it would be pointless because it's too late now, so people wouldn't necessarily be able to obviously write in Greg Wallace as the answer to which wonderful MasterChef is actually the starter at this year's Countryside Live at the Yorkshire Harrogate Showground.
Oh,
yeah, no. There we are. Given the answer out, if somebody's got access to a time machine, no, it's not going to happen. Anyway, enough of that confusion. We said keep music live. I have managed to sort out a live version of the next Status Quo tune.
Have
just
you
for
really?
You, exactly.
From the live album?
From the live album.
Considered one of the top 50 greatest live albums of all time.
Although, isn't it slightly obesist in terms of the title?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
It's a sort of friendly term, is it?
Actually, it's because it's moved away from, because this is my favourite ever. Album from this
and
band.
Not rocking
one
all
of my
over the world.
All time free. No. That's too commercial.
Commercial for you.
Too commercial.
Matchstock Man.
This is a serious track.
Would you like to introduce it then?
Big Fat Mama. We'll be right back.
quo, Parson Sue Rice?
I love status quo. And I've never heard that one before. So the words, and I enjoyed it.
That's why Sound and Nick's Vision is such an awesome, awesome show.
Not only
can you actually sort of have music live, but you also have a revisitation to music you may not have even heard of before and didn't realise it was so wonderful. Big Fat Mama, still not too happy about the title there. It carries with it sort of notions of blaxploitation movies and Shaft for some reason, but still. I can't imagine sort of the Francis Rossi or indeed Rick Farfitt actually being in a Shaft movie, but you know, Richard Roundtree possibly could have, you know, been in Status Quo in an alternate reality. There will be a special clothing discount looking ahead to Christmas, will there not?
Yes, there will. We're going to do something a bit special for Christmas, as it's the old festive period.
But not for Halloween. You know, some trick or treat.
Can we get the pumpkins out of the way first?
Zooms away, exactly. And as Sue will say, some of the size of her pumpkins is just amazing.
Do you know, I was going to go there myself, Alex.
From miles around.
I was already there.
Gaze in wonder at the rice pumpkins.
The imagination had gone.
Quite phenomenal. You know, it's amazing ways.
Eyes down, new pumpkins.
Pilgrimage, exactly. You'll be pleased to know Queen are back up again, Sue.
Excellent.
Bohemian Rhapsody was your number one choice for volume 21. Do you think this might make it to volume 22? Sometimes I get to feel I was back in the old days, long ago. When we were kids, when we were young, things seemed so perfect. Days were endless, we were crazy, we were young. The sun was always shining, we just lived for fun. Sometimes it seems like lately, I just don't know. The rest of my life's been just a show. Those were the days of my life.
Thank you.
Still loves us, apparently, Nick.
I know.
Wonderful. It's Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 22. Astounding. And since we last spoke, you've gone and done another video.
Yes, I seem to be doing quite a few,
with
actually.
The delights of Gary, friend Gary, of course, mutual friend of Sally Geeson and other Midweek Drivettes, who has joined us on the Midweek Drive, a Wednesday show weekly basis. You might like to tune in, check out the podcasts. Nick and Kat actually sometimes appear on the whole programme. But this is a special Christmas zombie special.
Yes, it is. I've got a starring role in Gary's latest Christmas single, which is going to be quite a spectacular event, actually.
They always are.
Well, this is a bit far. This is really going into Michael Jackson territory. It's a kind of 15, 20-minute short film. Really good.
It's like John Landis, Take That.
Indeed.
Eat Gary's shorts. Obviously, Gary, we didn't necessarily mean that you would expect John Landis to eat your shorts. It's just a kind of Simpson reference there. Otherwise, we'd be into sort of rudeness. Rudeness that was personified by AC/DC with their latest statement about not necessarily being a doormat. Because if you were a doormat, what would happen, Nick?
Walk all over you.
Some people might like it. Personally, I wouldn't. Sue, not that we'd invite you to walk all over anybody, and not that you probably would choose to do that in any way, shape or form, but what did you make of AC/DC?
I always like AC/DC, yeah. I don't think they've really done out anything that I didn't like.
They have become a bit of a regular. In fact, if I was to do a statistician's approach to Sound and Next Vision, I think they've probably been, apart from Queen, maybe the most popular band that you've featured regularly, Nick.
I'm a huge fan. Yeah, they changed my life.
Setting the mood music when you're doing a photo shoot?
Yeah, they can do.
Not that I've had the pleasure as yet of being on a Nick Elliott photo shoot, but I can imagine sometimes you have music in the background just to effectively keep an ambience going.
Well, I have suggested about you doing those nudes on the tiger rug.
It's not going to happen.
Your personal fantasies
have to be kept separate from the programme.
You know,
that's all I have to say.
Italian Vogue, I was quite prepared to have a word.
Maybe, are we talking 6 or 7 figures here? It could be critical in terms of the final decision. Obviously, I'm wavering now, so depending on, obviously, our fans in Italy. Buongiorno. Come sta? Oh, sorry, I've gone to Spanish there for a moment. Sorry.
Spain not far Italy. Away.
Easily confused. But without beards, ZZ Top. Of course, the ironic person being that the man who's called Beards doesn't have one in ZZ Top.
The drummer. Everybody,
yeah, exactly. The others have beards. And you've gone to La Grange.
Great track.
La Grange. So you're nodding. Are you a ZZ fan? Or is it a case of... No, for me, they're always ZZ Top, because that's the kind of Skegness Scram Education girl I was.
Ouch.
Well, they would be, you know. Have a little bit of ZZ Top here.
I know it's fashionable at the moment to be bashing grammar schools.
Oh, yeah, Theresa May regularly tunes in.
The lady is wounded, Alex. She's wounded.
I like ZZ Top.
You see, ZZ as opposed to ZZ Top. Either way, good music on Sound and Next Vision.
Rumors spreading round. Tonight takes its time. About to check outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing. I'm on.
almost tempted to say you do the air guitar aspect for that. How can people get in touch with Sound and Nick's Vision? Nick?
They could go to the press office, which is nickelliott.info, and it's all on there, lots of stuff. And, of course, there's always the social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc.
Small people, and you got a friend in me. Two tunes which have never been featured on Sound and Nick's Vision, but have been written by the next Ace Soul, which I would have also said, lovely tributes to our Los Angeles correspondents, the likes of Annette Andre, Arthur Weingarten. Of course, I'm going to a different show here, Madrid Drive, shameless plug from that point of view. But Randy Newman has actually come up with this little number, which again, Sue, I was astounded to find featured in an episode of Sound and Nick's Vision. I thought he's never going to put that in, but he has. What's it called and why have you gone for it, Nick?
I'll tell you why I've gone for it, because I was actually researching the soundtrack of one of my top favourite films, My Cousin Vinny, which opens with a fantastic track that this guy does, and I couldn't find it. So I was sifting through, and I thought, I'll go for this, because this is a great track anyway.
Hate New York City, it's cold and it's damp, and all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me, you bad girl. Rolling down Highway, the big nasty lady at my side. Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north. We were born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top. Crank up the Beach Boys, baby. Don't let the music stop. We go and ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side. Over there, man, he's down on his knees. Look at these women, ain't nothing like them nowhere. Century Boulevard,
we love it.
Victory Boulevard,
we love it.
Santa Monica Boulevard,
we love it.
Sixth Street.
Yes, Randy Newman, do you love LA? Have you been, Sue?
I have never been to LA, no. I've been to North Platte, which is slap bang in the middle of America.
Well,
and Lincoln, Nebraska as well.
There you are. So you work through that process. We clearly need to have a combination Sound and Next Vision, Midweek Drive, and indeed Sound and Country Vision. Let's not forget Tessa Snart, who's now up to volume 3 of Sound and Country Vision, hosted by Camo from Nashville. There we are. Camo actually shares the whole... Camo, in many ways, is the Sue Royce of Sound and Country Vision.
Yeah.
That's something you weren't thinking about as far
as... I don't think he's as good
Nashville
looking.
Access is concerned. I couldn't possibly comment.
Oh, but he's a bit more... Cameron's a bit more knowledgeable than me, I think.
Oh.
He's infinitely...
Yeah, but sexy wins over.
Oh, bless you.
Every day of the week.
Camo, if you're listening, what can I say? You know, you put us in touch with Nick in the first place, and obviously, you know, sometimes our children come back and bite us. So let us progress to number 7. Number 7 already. I can't believe. Sue, just in case you we need to be reminded, Alice Cooper, nay Copper, launched the show. Status Quo, Queen, AC/DC, ZZZZ, top. Randy Newman and The Who. Why have you selected once more The Who with Townsend, Daltrey and presumably Keith Moon?
Actually, if I'm telling the truth, I've been trying to get it on. On several editions
Your
before.
Your personal challenges...
Indeed.
...are nothing to do with the listener.
Well...
but
I face them head on, though.
I would hope so. Nothing, to, do with, nothing to do with Frank Sinatra either, this particular number.
No, not at all.
No. He's not back, but behind. Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes.
So...
No one knows what it's like be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dream, that's never free. No one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do, and I blame you. No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or woe can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. Love is vengeance that's never free. When my fist clenches, crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. When I smile, tell some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool. And if I swallow anything evil, put your finger down my throat. And if I shiver, please give me a blanket. Keep me warm, let me wear your coat.
the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
The Midweek Drive on Siren FM 107.3.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is who we are.
Coffee House Hermits from Lincoln, England. We're all travellers in space and time.
With strange characters.
And it's the one with the nose.
I absolutely love her.
And surprises galore.
A free concert. Think of it as being sung to by Elvis Presley.
Unusual discussion topics.
Why would you want to give every child a water pistol? It was a bit like choosing between kittens and babies.
That will make your ribs soar.
You have really done your homework.
That's what we call show business.
Join the Midweek Drive team every Wednesday from 5 till 7 on Siren FM 107.3.
In the wind.
years older than you, says Stevie Nicks, on the edge of 17. Sue, is it likely to be your number one choice, given we've still got two to go? This edition of Sound and Next Vision? Yeah. Alice Cooper, Status Quo, Queen, AC/DC, ZZ Top, Randy Newman, The Who, Stevie Nicks?
I liked it, but at the moment, ZZ Top's...
Really?
...contend at the minute.
And just two more musical marvellous moments to take us to the end of the 22nd edition of Sound and Next Vision. That's nearly two English years, if we were going to, by the time we get to 24, that's 2 years of Sound and Next Vision, 22
We've covered
months.
A lot of stuff.
Exactly. Is that almost the longest running series you've actually had in British radio so far, Nick?
It is.
Well, there we are.
I do hope it will continue.
Can't get enough of it, no.
We always like to ensure that, you know, there's added value, you know, with every show, as we say, the gift that keeps on giving, without any sense of Electric Light Orchestra whatsoever. Back to Birmingham. Back to travelling around Birmingham, which I was actually doing a wee while ago, unintentionally, because I'm afraid I came off the road too soon. Came off the sort of scenario there, premature leaving.
Realised where you
exactly.
were going? Is it that kind of
got
thing?
Got very confused. Sat nav had given up.
Oh, she'd I like Birmingham,
exactly. Not at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Oh, and that's a bit of a giggle, isn't it?
It was all
by the Dunlop Factory, yeah.
Yeah, going all over the place. So confused, I was.
You could be.
Yeah.
Sue Royce, how many members of the Electric Light Orchestra can you name?
Ooh, Jeff Lynne.
Yes. Bev Bevan on drums. Mick Kaminsky on violin.
I know who their music director is.
Yeah, and?
Mike Stevens.
Wow, yeah.
Who also happens to be the music director for Annie Lennox, who also happens to be the director of music for Gary Barlow.
I knew that they'd take that connection there. Although, as yet, Take That have yet to do a version of Hike Out Your Pumpkins, possibly the next Gary Barlow.
They're going to do a live version.
I would have thought so. Yeah.
Christmas time.
Have a think about Christmas, really. Christmas
is just. We're thinking about it.
You think so? Not the Feast of Saturnalia?
No.
Okay.
What the hell's that?
The original pre-Christian celebration of the winter solstice.
Oh, no, even I didn't know that.
Well, there you are.
Are we back onto Nubar wenches?
No, paganism. No?
Stone circles. Yes, where we are, paganism. Yeah.
We like to feel that Sound and Next Vision has no boundaries when it comes to people's personal beliefs and happiness, apart from the joy of good music.
That's quite a leap from paganism to Jeff Lynne and ELO, isn't it?
It's a bit of a bus ride, isn't it?
It's just a spit.
Jeff Lynne also has a beard, so does ZZ Top. But if I said the last number up today is the Hollies, and he ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Oh. No contest. You've done it again.
So once again, it's in with a bullet.
The Hollies are... This tune is fantastic.
Not so much The Air That I Breathe.
No,
not so much
no,
Bus Stop.
No.
Nothing else from that point of view. But no. Clearly,
the lyrics to this are fantastic. And the vocals, well...
Have you thought about who we're dedicating this show to, Nick? In terms of the growing number of Elliot Hetts that are actually out there?
I was going to dedicate this track, actually, to my brother, Gary.
See what you did there.
Gaz.
See what you did there. Very
good. I spent a fantastic day
Is the road long? With nary a winding turn?
No. It wasn't, actually. It was a race circuit. So
it is long.
It was full round length.
Full length?
Oh, big time. Big time full length.
Always. So that's it, then. We might have had a fantastic selection of 9 tunes, but the 10th one, The Hollies, has emerged as the victor for Volume 22, Sound and Next Vision. Next one will, of course, be our November special. Yes. This has been the October Sound and Next Vision. Everything else has sort of worked simply wonderfully. And as we end with those 3 magical words that might be just, 3 words to some people, but to us, they're a whole philosophical life statement.
It's a cult.
A 1, a 2, a 3.
Keep music live!
The road is long. But I'm strong.
It's a long, long road. From a witch there is no return. While we're on the way to there, why not share? My brother.